Welcome, everybody, to episode 63 of the Average Jake Firefighter Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Owens. We practice to practice right now. That's what's wrong with most of our athletes today. We don't practice to be great. We don't practice to be dominant. We practice to practice. We practice counting the number of periods. We practice understanding how much time we have left. We practice just to get through practice. We're cutting deals in practice. If you go soft, I'll go soft. We don't practice to be dominant. When I asked you what was your purpose for practice, you ain't got no answer for me. Let me ask you, what is your purpose for practice? I don't care if you practice at work. I don't care if you practice in your relationship. I don't care if you practice at any endeavor you choose to do. What is your purpose for practice? I practiced to be the very best ever. So every time I walked on that field, I had a purpose for my practice. And for those of you that aren't sports fans, that's a quote from Coach Prime, aka Deion Sanders, who in my opinion is probably one of the greatest athletes to ever walk the face of the earth, a Hall of Fame football player and a Major League Baseball player. Just a tremendous athlete and a tremendous motivator. If you've ever seen what he's doing now with coaching Jackson State University in football, just some of the stuff he puts out on social media, his motivation, his expectations, his vision and his mission, all are just tremendous, tremendous stuff. And so I recommend you look at it. But I was reading that the other day, and it just spoke to me, kind of like, you know, people get motivation from multitude of different places or things speak to them and it sparks thoughts in their heads. This did to me. And I always draw correlations to the fire service. And a lot of that reason is just because I've done, you know, the fire service has been such a big part of my life for so long. You know, I don't need to rehash my story. It's look upable, you know, it's searchable. You can put it in your Googler and you can find out, you know, the story of my length and time and tenure in the fire service. But I really like in everything that I read, everything that I experience, it's very hard for me not to draw correlations or conclusions into the fire service. And this is no different. And I see this in some of our fire service today. I see this with young firefighters and company officers and chief officers and whole fire departments in general, that we do things with no purpose. We just do them. We just get out there and we just do them. Why do you drill when you're on shift? Pick the drills that you do. Why do we do the things that we do for community risk reduction or for, you know, or any other accreditation or, you know, your ISO rating or anything, right? Like any of those things. Why do you do things for your EMS recert? Why do you do those things? What is there? Purpose. And I think, unfortunately, at least what I see, is that a lot of the reason that people are doing this stuff is just to check a box. There's no purpose to any of it. There's no purpose behind, or no thoughtful purpose behind, a lot of the things that we're doing. We're doing things just because, right? You're drilling for an hour a day just because you have to, just because it's an SOG or an SOP or rule or whatever you want to call it, whatever you call it in your fire department. You're PTing because your company officer makes you. And your company officer makes you because it's a policy. All these other things, not because you really care about them, but so you can get a sticker on the side of your truck that says you're accredited, or that you have an ISO class 1, or that you're whatever sort of other certifying thing. right? A lot of people go through that self-accreditation process or credentialing process, and a lot of them aren't really doing it because it has any purpose behind it. They're doing it just so they can have that little button to put on their thing and add on their uniform and add something to their resume. What's the purpose behind it? And I see that so very often, and I see it, and this is a story about my fire department, and I see it every Saturday. Every Saturday, we do something that we call operational readiness exercises. I'm in charge of them. Essentially, what they are, they're very similar to the 1403 standard stuff. Now, we've changed a lot of them. We've made them specific to our department and our people and, you know, all those type of things, right? And so we've done that. We've added an EMS component to some of them. I'm really super proud of them, to be quite honest with you. A lot of people have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into these things. We've adjusted them. We've tweaked them. And it's a whole group thing, right? Like, I'm in charge of them, but I couldn't do it without the support of other people. And I can tell you that I think they're extremely successful. And I think they have raised the game for us as a shift, because we do these shift wide. And I think they've raised the game. They've raised the level of performance. And that was the entire purpose behind them, right? Like, there wasn't a, hey, we're going to do this because we think we should do this. No, this was a reason behind it. We want to raise the level of performance. We want to reinforce the basics of firefighting and firemanship. We want to raise the level so that the bar's not down here, it's up here now. And that was the whole purpose. And then when we figured out that they needed to evolve and they needed to go somewhere else, and we wanted to make them a little more realistic and a little more real, we didn't want people just to go through the motions. We wanted to develop thinking firefighters and thinking company officers. And even though there's a specific way that these scenarios or evolutions end, we wanted to make sure that it was a thoughtful process, right? We wanted to make sure it was a thoughtful process. And so that was the whole purpose behind all of this. That was the whole purpose for that. So there was a purpose for our practice or a purpose for our actions. But what do I see? I see people counting the clock. I see people showing up, and the only thing that they get out of it is that, oh man, that only took an hour. Oh man, that wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. Now, that's not everybody, okay? That's not even a majority, but unfortunately, a lot of times the bad experiences are what you remember. And that's just how our brains are wired, right? You don't remember the positives. But even though there are positives to it, right? Like, we've had a challenging forcible entry problem the last couple of times. And afterward, people have gone back and said, hey, I'm going to try that again, like, before we get the next group in. And they go back and they practice it and they study it and they work on it. And I consider that a touchdown. I consider that a touchdown. But when you have people coming up and saying, this is dumb, command team's picking on us, y'all just want to mess up our Saturday, y'all just want to, you know, what, like, that's, there's no purpose to that. That means they have no purpose. They don't see the purpose, or they have no purpose themselves. They have no purpose themselves, and it's infecting our fire service, and it's not their fault. Fault. It's something that we have continued to do by not having a purpose behind some of the things that we do. When we take away things that mattered, when we take away things that mattered in place of things that are just to check a box or just so that we can get something, and I'm talking globally now, I'm not talking about, you know, my fire department specifically, so before anybody goes and gets crazy and emails this to the fire chief or whoever. This is a global problem. We've replaced a lot of meaningful training with computer-based training. And that's globally. We've replaced a lot of things just with check boxes. Like, we have to accomplish this because our blank needs this or this. And it means nothing to anyone, and it has no purpose behind it. So I want you to think. I want you to think deep down. What is your purpose for doing the things that you do? And I know in the beginning it was about like training and practice, but legit, what is your purpose for everything that you do? It should have a purpose. And if you don't know it, and if you can't explain it, then should you be doing it? Should you be doing it? You shouldn't be PTing because it's an SOG or rule or policy. You should be PTing because it takes a certain level of physical fitness to be ready to perform this job. That's your purpose. Are you drilling just to fill out your target solutions? Are you going to your fire department's training center because that's the only place you can get that oh-so-coveted ISO facilities hours? Or do you actually have a purpose behind what you're doing? Do you have a purpose that you need to go to your drill school or your training center or your drill tower other than just being able to check that box? And again, that's our fault. We've put ourselves in this box because we've placed so much emphasis on these things that don't matter. We have people that just go through the motions. We have people that just pull a line just to pull a line. They don't pull the line to get better. They don't pull the line because they had a difficult stretch at the last fire and they want to get better. They don't throw the ladder because they screwed it up. They throw the ladder so that they can put it into the computer system, or that because it says so in your rule book, or because the company officer just makes them. They don't understand the why behind it. They don't understand the purpose. I don't feel that a majority of our fire service today practices to be dominant or practices to be great. I don't feel that a majority of our fire service practices with a purpose, especially when it comes to firemanship. That's what's wrong with a lot of our firefighters today. That's what's wrong with a lot of our company officers today. And I'm not saying that anybody out there is perfect, right? You're going to have bad days. You're going to have bad weeks. Shit, you might even have bad years. I know for probably last year, probably for a good 8 months of last year, I was in a down, down, down spot. I was in a trench of my career. I was probably at one of the lowest points in my career that I can imagine. And every day I was trying to claw my way out. And I would be lying to you if I said that I was out. I'm not. I'm over halfway. I can see the top of the trench. But I can tell you it's not all perfect. But the other thing I can tell you is that the one thing that I don't feel that I've ever lost is I have a purpose or try to have a purpose behind everything that I do. I don't read just to read. I read things so that I can try. I read things with a purpose behind them. Right now I'm reading a high-rise book that was recommended by Bill Gustin because we've got an increase in taller buildings coming to where I work in the county that I work in. We're going to have legit high-rises. So I want to be more familiar with them. I'm going to the high-rise operations conference in December for that very reason. I'm trying to immerse myself in this topic so that I'm prepared for when I have to go to a fire in one or when I have to be in charge of a fire in one, that I can be a resource. I work out. And I really don't, and I'll be like, I think I've said this before on the podcast, I really don't like working out. I don't like spending an hour of my day working out. But do I do it just because it's a rule? No, I do it because I know I need to. I do it because I know that it takes a level of physical fitness to be able to do this job. You know why? Because I didn't have it for a period of time, and I couldn't do my job, at least not the way that I wanted to be able to do it. So that was the purpose behind it. I don't pull a line just because I haven't done it in a long time. I pull it because I want to be fucking good at it. And that's the one thing that I have not lost, even in the down times of my career, even in the trenches of my career. You got to have a purpose for those things. You have to have a purpose, even if that purpose is small. And it can be the most small thing ever. Sometimes my only purpose for doing the things that I do is because I don't want to suck. I don't want to be the guy that sucks. I don't want to be the weak link. Even when I'm pissed off, even when I'm mad, even when I'm mad about the fire department, I'm mad about the you know, whatever the fire chief is doing, or the deputy chief, or the board of supervisors, or where I work, or whoever I'm pissed off about or pissed off at, I still don't want to suck. And I'll tell you another secret. Sometimes even as bad as I don't want to suck, I still do. I keep striving for that little purpose. And sometimes that's all it matters. Sometimes that's all it takes. But I see so often today that we just don't have that. A lot of people just don't have that. They don't have that desire to not suck. They don't have that desire to push themselves for a purpose. They don't even know why they're here. They don't even know why they're here. They don't even know the history of our fire service. They don't know the history of the fire department that they work for. They don't know. And the problem, even compounded, is that a lot of them don't want to know. But yet, those of us that care, our purpose is to keep pushing. Our purpose is to try and show them. Our purpose is to sometimes drag them along with us. And that can be tiresome, that can be frustrating, but again, it's a purpose. But we cannot continue to serve and do our jobs to the best of our ability if we have no purpose, if we're only going through the motions, if we're only checking boxes, and we're only doing things just because we're quote-unquote told to. I'll throw another sports analogy at you. You know how, like in the NFL and in most sports, the team can waive you, or they can put you on the waiver wire for some other team to pick you up. I always tried to perform so that I would never have my crew or my shift put me on the waiver wire. I don't want to be on the waiver wire. Be a first round draft pick. I don't want to be on the waiver wire. I don't want to get released. I don't want to get in the Major League Baseball. Sometimes they put you as designated for assignment, right? That means they're getting rid of you and they're sending you down to the minors. I don't want that. I don't want to be on the waiver wire. I'm fighting for my position every day. And maybe that's your purpose. Maybe you, the only thing that you care about is being at the firehouse that you're there, that you're at. And that's cool. Fight for that assignment. Do the things I'm talking about so that's your purpose. But we got to have a purpose. We got to have a purpose. I'm the furthest thing from perfect. I'm the furthest thing from great. But I'm telling you that everything that I do and everything that I try to do has a purpose behind it. I don't do things a lot of times just because they want me to. And anybody that's ever supervised me can tell you that, is that I'm usually not the guy that is doing things just because that's like, look, just do this because I told you to. That doesn't fly with me. And it's probably gotten me in trouble a lot more times than I'd care to admit. It's probably a reason that I'm not walking around as a battalion chief instead of a captain right now, right? But that's okay. That's okay. Because at least I have a purpose behind what I'm doing. Living a purposeful life and having a purpose is far more fulfilling than achieving a title or achieving a status. And I don't see that a lot. I see the opposite. I see people attaching their purpose to status, and that's not purpose. It's not. That stuff's all fleeting. Have a purpose for what we're doing. Have a purpose. Some people maybe like use the word purpose. I use the word purpose in this, but some people can call it, you can call it whatever you want. A motivation, a discipline, a reason, whatever you want to call it. But we have to have a purpose for what we're doing. We got to practice with a purpose. We have to act with a purpose. We have to have the purpose behind our actions. Because if you don't have that, you don't have anything. You don't have anything. And this is a shorter episode because I just wanted to get one out, and that really spoke to me. I wanted to just talk about that because it is it really moved me when he said that. It really did. Like when he said that, and I saw the video of it and I read the transcript of it, it really did. It moved me. And I was like, what? And I got to thinking about some of the experience I've had, and I was like, man, I don't see a lot of purpose in today's fire service. I don't see a lot of purpose. I don't see people practicing to be great at this job. I see people practicing because we make them. I don't see people practicing to dominate the fire ground. I don't even see people practicing to thrive on the fire ground. I see people practicing to just not even survive. I see people practicing just to get through it. They just want to be able to get through it. They just want to I went to the fire, got through another one. Thank goodness I get to go home tomorrow. I don't even see people practicing to save lives. I see people practicing for self-preservation. And I'm not saying that's not important, because I don't have a death wish, I can assure you. I love my life. I'm trying to live as many days of it as I can. I love my wife and my kids, and I want to see them as long as I can be here to be with them. I want to be here. But self-preservation ain't the game. Self-preservation ain't the game. Self-preservation is important, but it's not more important than the citizen. It's not more important than making the rescue. It's not more important than providing the appropriate tactic to create and maintain survivable space. Self-preservation ain't the game, but I see a lot of that. I don't see people dominating the fire ground. I don't see people thriving on the fire ground. I don't see people even trying to survive on the fire ground. I see people just trying to get by. They're just trying to get through it. And if they can do just okay, if they can even get like a C-, they're okay with that. But let me tell you who ain't okay with that. The victim sure isn't okay with that. The property owner certainly probably isn't okay with that, right? It's not okay. C-minus work isn't enough. And if you don't have a purpose for what you're doing, that's what you're going to get. You probably do good enough to not get fired. Have any sort of purpose-filled life. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. And it's something I wrote on Facebook the other day when it was talking about, I celebrated my 20th year as a career firefighter and talking about certain things. And it's a quote from Kurt Isaacson where he talks about, we're the lucky ones because we do love the job. And we'll always have our love of the job to fall back on, no matter how bad the organization is, no matter how bad the firefighters are around you. We are the lucky ones because we love this job. And we'll always have this love of the job to fall back on. And I added this part. Those that don't love it are usually miserable. They get hired miserable. They retire miserable, and they usually die miserable because they didn't love this job in the first place, and they had no purpose behind anything that they did for 30, 35, 40, however long they were here with us in the fire service. They had no purpose behind being here. They were here just because they were here. So we truly are the lucky ones. And again, I didn't say that. That's from Kurt Isaacson. I just added the last little part. But it's true. So I leave you with, find a purpose. Don't just walk through this fire service life without a purpose behind your actions. Don't show up to work without a plan and a reason behind your plan. And it's okay if it gets thrown away. That's fine. That's the fire service. You have no idea if you're going to walk in the firehouse door and run a fire in the first 30 minutes. You have no idea. None. You have no idea. And that's okay. If you had this elaborate thing planned and you're like, hey, we're doing this today because I saw Johnny had a problem stretching a line on a fire. And so today what we're going to do, we're going to retry to create that at the firehouse. We're going to put these barriers up in the same door, blah, 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 blah. And we're going to practice this stretch because he had an issue with it. If that gets blown out the water because you have 20 calls, that is what it is, okay? But you had a purpose for why you were trying to do what you were doing. Don't just come in the firehouse and throw your arms up and say, well, boys, what y'all want to do today? I don't have a plan. Always have a plan, especially if you're a company officer. Always have a purpose. Always have a reason behind your actions. Start living this job and start coming to this job every day with a plan to try and dominate it and a plan to try to thrive in it, not just survive it and not just get by at it. If you do that, not only will you be happier at work, you'll start to see a level of performance from yourself and in your firehouse that you thought was just a dream. And I'm telling you, it's not a dream. And it's not easy. It isn't going to take, it doesn't take one shift. It might take years. It might take years, but I can tell you, I have been a part of two places in my fire service career, two firehouses, that it was 100% possible. But it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight, but it did happen, and it happened for a sustained period of time. And the only reason that it didn't continue is because we all moved on to other things. Some were promotions. Some were other opportunities within the department, all those things. But I can tell you, for the short period of time we were together, it was glorious. And everything that we did had a purpose. And every day we showed up with a purpose. And it was glorious. So I leave that to anybody, you know, and this doesn't have to be the company officer. This can be the firefighter. This can be the brand new firefighter. This can be the rookie. This can be whoever. Have a purpose. Have a reason. Dominate the fire ground. Thrive on the fire ground. Practice that way. Practice with a purpose. Train with a purpose. PT with a purpose. I started running more because I found that on the fire, I was getting stronger. I wasn't having the endurance that I wanted. I could pick things up, man, and I could move them, and I could hit the doors harder, and I was having, but I'm not lasting as long. My bottle's not lasting as long. So I need to start improving on my cardio a little bit more. I need to cut back a little bit on the deadlifts and start getting on the treadmill a little bit more or running on the trails or doing what I climbing some stairs. And so I switched up my stuff for a purpose. For a purpose. Not just because I got bored with lifting, but I want to see something else out of my performance. I'm glad I've made these strength gains. But I want to be able to operate longer on the fire ground. I don't want to go through a bottle so quick. So I'm going to increase my cardio. I'm still going to lift, but I'm going to increase my cardio so that I can have that endurance on the fire ground that right now I'm not happy with. Again, a purpose behind it. Not just because, shit, I guess I'll just start running again. You know what happens when that happens? You won't do it. Stop. Because there's no purpose behind it. And again, that's all I've got on that topic. I hope it's as impactful to you as it clearly has been to me, as you can tell by the emotion in my voice and just the passion in my voice. And I care about it. And I care about the fire service globally and where I work. I want to see us continue to make strides. We're in an absolutely awesome place with all the information that's at our fingertips. And we're in an awesome place with all the technology that's out there. And just the overall, like you can learn so much from so many people. And we have some of the best gear and the best technology and the best nozzles and hose technology that we've ever had. But none of that means shit if you don't have a purpose behind your actions. So come to work every day with a purpose. Push that purpose forward and really sit down and think about it. If what you're doing doesn't have a purpose behind it, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. With that being said, I couldn't do what I do without the help of some great, great companies. The first being Vanguard Safety Wear. Vanguard Safety Wear, the makers of the MK1 Fire Glove. Those things are made for work. They have the MK1s, the MK1 Ultras, and the Squad 1s. They're awesome. They're the best fire gloves out there on the market. I had the original MK1s upgraded to the MK1 Ultras. They even make the Texas-style cuff on them now. Those things are outstanding. Go to VanguardSafetyWear.com or DingusFire.com and get you a pair of Vanguard Safety Wear gloves today. Vanguard Safety Wear, made for work. The next being Taylor's Tens. Taylor's Tens, the makers of freaking phenomenal metal helmet fronts, metal everything, to be honest with you. They've got playing cards. They've got gas monitor reference cards. They've got pump cards. They make helmet fronts. They do gear locker tags. Basically, if you can think about it, they can do it. They make keychains, for Christ's sake. So go to taylorstens.com, and you're not going to go there and see any sort of drop-down menu or anything like that. You know why? Because everything that Taylor's Tens does is custom to you. You give them the concept that you're thinking about, and then they're going to create something specifically for you. So go to taylorstens.com, stop burning up leathers, start wearing Taylor's Tens. The next, tacticalworksheet.com, IDLH Technology, the makers of the absolute best command board and command board products on the market. My buddy Andy over there, he is a phenomenal, phenomenal person with what he's trying to do with the fire service. Again, that command board is awesome. I've got the command board, the mini command board, the practice command board, the practice notebooks. I've got the active shooter command board, the PIO command. I mean, the guy has everything that you can think of. It's all laid out the way firefighters think. It's great reference material. It's great practice material. He's got YouTube videos to show you how he runs command and uses the command boards. It's outstanding. It's awesome. I love all the products. If you go onto my Facebook page, the Average Jake Firefighter Podcast, or the Average Jake Firefighter Facebook page, you can see a video of me using the practice command board. And I'm going to start doing some more of that stuff too, because people got to know that this product is so powerful. So, but anyway, tacticalworksheet.com, IDLHtechnology.com. Make sure you go out there and take a look at these command boards. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. And lastly, probably my favorite thing that I'm involved with in the fire service today, the Fireground Commander Conference. The Fireground Commander Conference, we've got 3 days of lecture. Socials, May 8th through the 10th, 2023. And check out this lineup. Ray McCormick, Shannon Stone, Lex Shady, Chris Tobin, DJ Stone, Sean Duffy, Kyle Romagus, Kyle Smith, Wells Wilson, and Dan McMaster. We're going to be talking about the UL engine company stuff, the UL fire studies, nuggets from the right seat, building construction, anatomy of a rescue, search and rescue, hose lines, truck company, everything. Everything. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 speakers. 3 days. Right now, the price is $175, a ridiculously cheap investment in yourself, considering everything that you're going to get. When you get 3 days of lectures, 10 speakers, lunch provided every day, we're definitely going to do the Monday night social. tell you that we're thinking about doing a second social. So to get two socials, lunch provided every day, drinks and snacks, 10 speakers, and an awesome venue for $175, you don't want to delay. You need to go to embracetheresistance.com, click on the conference tab, and get registered for the Fireground Commander Conference, May 8th through the 10th, 2023, Henrico Theater, Henrico County, Virginia. This is our sixth annual conference. They just keep getting better, and we're going to have some of those Fireground Commander mini episodes come back detailing and highlighting all the speakers, so stay tuned for that. But embracetheresistance.com, click on the conference tab, get registered today for the Fireground Commander 2023, May 8th through the 10th, 2023. And lastly, you know how we do. Make sure you're spending 1 hour a day in the library learning something about our job. Watch a YouTube video, read an article, read a book. Learn something every day about the job that we do. Educate yourself. Make sure you're spending 1 hour a day with hands-on training. Putting your hands on the tools and equipment we need to do our job. And make sure you're spending 1 hour a day in the gym, getting that physical fitness level so that we can do the job that we said we would do. And behind all of those things, make sure that you have a purpose behind each one of them. You do that, you'll become a pretty phenomenal firefighter. I guarantee it. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, but stay aggressive.